The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time for Star Power Hour, brought to you by ForTalent.com. We'll cover what's hot in the arts and entertainment industry. Our guests will talk about projects they're currently working on and what they're about to do next. You don't want to miss today's show. Now, here is your host, James Barber.
Hey guys, welcome to the Star Power Hour. This is James Barber for this Thursday, March. I have no idea what date it is. I don't know. Do you know what day it is? I don't know what day it is. Why? Because we're recording this. We're pre-recording this. And as you can see, we're in a new space. We're in a new space because they're filming a movie. This is Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. They're filming a movie in the space that we normally film in. And so, you know, we gave it up to them because it's Hollywood and the Academy Awards just happened, which I didn't watch. I don't watch them. You know, I had an acting teacher, Larry Moss, who's still an amazing acting teacher. And we would have classes on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And people wouldn't show up one night. And it was the Academy Awards night. And he goes, you know what? You know when you go to the Academy Awards? You know when you watch the Academy Awards? When you're sitting there waiting to get one. Until then, you work toward getting there. Which was an interesting thing that he was talking about with his work ethic. I kind of agree with it, I kind of don't, but I don't watch them. I don't know why. I don't watch the Tony Awards. You believe it? I'm a Broadway guy and I don't watch the Tony Awards. I always find out about them, but mostly because I have kids and they're asleep at that time and I'm asleep at that time because I have kids. This week we're going to have an amazing guest on who I'll introduce when he sits down in the chair, and we're going to talk about some amazing things that he's doing. But I want to talk to you guys about what we're planning, because I had my concert, my movie musicals concert, this past Saturday, which was the night before the Academy Awards. And I had some great guests, Jimmy Mulligan, who was a guest on the radio show, Kevin Bailey, who was a former Scar and Lion King. Who else did I have? I had Hanalee from Hanalee Music. She's an amazing, amazing performer. And my buddy Frank Basile, who's an incredible opera singer and was married to the Academy Award winning actress Celeste Holm, who was a guest. It was really a wonderful night. And it was so successful that we're going to do it every month. And it, not just me. We're going to bring in some pretty pretty incredible performers, really, really high caliber performers. Across the board, not just singers. We're going to bring in bands. We're going to bring in musicians, all that kind of stuff. One of the bands that I'm really looking forward to bringing in is one of my favorites from all time. It's these guys. Do you know them? Oh, yeah. Do you know them? I'm going to let it play for a second. I'm rocking out on camera. I think, how old were these guys at this point, you know? Really? They're like, these guys are married with kids now. This is Umbop, remember it? Here it comes. Oh, no. They have an LA taxi, LA Independent Taxi on their video. This is their YouTube video. I gotta tell you, I thought they're pretty incredible. Listen to that. Playing that kind of music at that age. Here it is. Here it is. Yeah. Oh my God, I love it. You know, when I was in South Korea, they have a dish called bibimbap, which is rice. And I was there with Brandy Burkhardt, who was my leading lady in The Tale of Two Cities. We were doing a concert over there the first time I was in South Korea. And we were doing a tour. You can actually go to my YouTube channel, which is James Barber Now on YouTube, and you can see the videos. We were at the Cheongdong Palace, I think, doing this tour. And I asked her, you know, on video, I said, what was your favorite food? And she's bibimbap. And I said, you mean like the Hanson Brothers? Because I thought that would be, we should do a whole song about bibimbap. Bibimbap. Okay, this is going nowhere fast. It's going nowhere fast. Why? Because I don't have a guest. No, you guys know that I do this a lot without a guest. He's going to be coming in just a minute. But I do want to talk about this. So if you go to jamesbarber.com and sign up for the newsletter, you're going to be able to get the updates on who's coming to the venue, what dates we're doing it. We're planning the next one right now. I'm going to announce it now, even though it's not set in stone, is April 12th. It's a Saturday night here in Los Angeles at the Celebrity Center Garden Pavilion. It's a beautiful, beautiful venue and a great space. And we're really going to do it cool, guys. We're really expanding. It's going to be comfortable. We're going to have sofas. We're going to have coffee and tea and some desserts. We're really, really going to make an exclusive experience for anybody that comes. And at the same price point that you guys have been used to paying for those who are coming to LA. And if you're not in LA and you're visiting LA, we invite you to come, and you can also come and hear the radio shows being recorded, and those will be up there as well. So make sure you go to jamesbarber.com and just sign up for the newsletter. There's a link right on the side. So, you know, the webpage, and then on the right-hand side, there's a sign up for that. And you can also make sure you follow me at James Barber Now on Twitter, and you'll get all those updates as well. And as we roll forward, you know, my guest this week is going to be Minister Tony Muhammad from the Nation of Islam, and amazing, amazing man. And I'm going to do his little intro for you now, because you guys, for those of you guys who are watching this or will be watching this, actually, you were not going to be watching, because then, you know, you're going to be listening to this in real time. But the video section of this will air as soon as the channel set up on Voice America, but we've got everything being recorded. But for those of you who are watching this when it goes up, this is the booklet. It's called The Way to Happiness that Minister Muhammad handed out. And I'm going to have him talk about that more when he comes. And you can see it says United in Peace Foundation. This is the Million Men March Pledge. He's going to talk about that. But it's really changed the face of East LA miraculously. And he's going to talk more about that when he gets here on my set. He's a very, very, very busy man, as you can might well imagine. So I want to talk about the Academy Awards a little bit. You know, even though I didn't watch them, I know what happens. You know, a buddy of mine, my buddy Frank Basile, who was singing with me, the opera singer, he said, "Well, do you watch the news?" I'm like, "No." He goes, "Do you read the newspaper?" "No, I don't read the newspaper." "Well, how do you get your news?" I'm like, "I just get it. You know, I get AP, you know, I have the app on my iPad or on my phone. But I don't watch it because it tends to be just chaos. It's usually just chaos and rarely any good news. And most of the chaos filters its way through. And, you know, what they're talking about today, usually they're talking about in a month. So I always learn about it. I'm very informed. You know, I certainly know what's going on in Russia, which I think is insanity right now. But, you know, and subsequently, I know what happened at the Academy Awards. And it's been an interesting journey because, you know, we talked about this maybe a couple months ago about the idea of film and making film. And I equate it to the Tony Awards in some ways that, you know, what do the awards do? Do the awards really talk about excellence in filmmaking? I think in some point they do. I think at some point there are awards given because the actor who should have gotten an award in a while ago didn't get it. So now they're okay. Well, here's an opportunity for this actor to have an award to recognize them. Remember Marlon Brando? I think he sent up a Native American to accept his award. He didn't even show up because to me, performance isn't about the awards. It really isn't. I mean, you know, I got nominated for the Drama Desk, and you know, when Tale of Two Cities was up, and I remember this conversation that I had with somebody. They said, "Well, because Tale of Two Cities had closed." And I was at the Drama Desk nominations, you know, when it's like a party, right? When you're getting your, you know, hoo-hoo, you got a Drama Desk nomination. And the Tony Awards were about to be announced in a couple of weeks. And, you know, and literally in Variety magazine, it was my picture with two other guys and say, these guys are the shoe-ins for the Tony nominations. And I didn't get one that year, which was interesting. And it didn't really, I mean, it did bother me. I was like, oh, wow, that was my shot, you know, for that year. But it really didn't bother me because I'm not doing it for an award. I'm doing it because it's what I love to do. And I wanted to affect a positive change on the audience with whatever art we're doing. But I won't forget this person said to me at the Drama Desk party, they said, "Well, how do you feel being nominated for a show that's closed?" And I'm like, "Because Tale of Two Cities closed." And I'm like, well, in my head, I'm going, well, what does that have to do with it? I thought it's for, and I'm not saying this because I thought that, you know, I'm putting myself in a category of excellence, but I thought it was because of what you do in the show or because of the show itself or because the song in the show. The score of the show was great, so it got nominated, right? So it's interesting because I was like, well, in my head, I'm like, well, what does that have to do with it? You know, a movie may come out, it may run in the theaters, and then it moves out of the theaters because a new movie's coming in, and yet that's still eligible for a nomination. And oftentimes, actors are nominated for things that have already left the theaters in film. So I sat there and I'm like, God, that's really interesting. And it really sort of slammed home the marketing angle of awards for me, in the sense that, you know, make no mistake, you know, you use the awards nominations and the awards themselves to market your movie or market your show. It's a selling point. So that's why if you look at Variety or any of these magazines, they take out ads, you know, agencies take out ads that say, you know, hey, here's, you know, thank you or congratulations to so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. It certainly is a tribute and it's an amazing thing. But make no mistake, people, it is a way to market and advertise yourself in terms of this industry. And it should be utilized that way. You should utilize everything that you have to maneuver yourself into a position where you're in a power position. But so for me, the awards sort of have an interesting connotation about them. Because I don't do it for awards, and I've certainly gotten nominated and won awards, but that's not why I do it. I do it for doing the art itself. You know, you take a stab at something because you want to make a change. You want to make a change in what you're doing. You want to affect positive change in the world, and that's why I do what I do. So I want you guys to look at that, and certainly, and make no mistake. I mean, some of the performances. They're ridiculous. And how do you choose? Here's the interesting thing. How do you choose who's better than one other person? I mean, how do you do that? It's not like you have one tennis player playing against another tennis player and that day that guy wins because he just happens to be better. In the arts, to me, it's arbitrary. So it's like I could never pick out a friend of mine who did a better performance than another friend of mine when they were both amazing. So I think that's part of my thing too. All right, we're going to take our first break here, and when we come back, we're going to have my amazing guest, Mr. Tony Muhammad, to tell you about the amazing things that he's doing. And I mentioned the Way to Happiness booklet and how that's going to interact with that. So stay tuned. Do not eat a donut. I'm telling you, I'm down 37 pounds now, people. You can't see it because I'm behind the table. All right, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
Everybody has a dream. For some, that dream is to become an actor, comedian, or dancer. Others dream of signing a recording contract, being on Broadway, or directing their own film. Now those dreams can come true, because on 4talent.com, we turn the spotlight on talent. On 4talent.com, everyone can participate in online contests and festivals. Log on and get into exclusive interviews with industry experts, create personal scrapbooks and photo albums, plus communicate with other members who share your passions. So what are you waiting for? Whether you're an artist or a fan, sign up today. Membership is free. Join today, and you just might be one of the people who get to say,
I got my break on 4talent.com, and you can too.
Drowning in credit card debt can be stressful. No solutions in sight? Can't find anyone to give you any real advice? Thank goodness there's a website designed for any consumer to get out of debt. Visit thedebtlady.com. Thedebtlady.com features books, articles, media, and expert consultants to help you on your way to financial freedom. Thedebtlady.com, your new best friend.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are tuned in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com. Your host is James Barber. If you'd like more information about 4talent.com and what we do, just log on to our website at 4talent.com. Now, back to the show.
Hey guys, welcome back. It's James Barber on the Star Power Hour on VoiceAmerica.com's Empowerment Channel. I am here with the amazing, amazing Minister Tony Muhammad, who has become a great friend of mine. And welcome. Thank you for coming here. I'm blessed that you're here.
Oh, no, it's my honor.
Well, thank you.
To be with you on your show.
And I know that your schedule's crazy. Before we get into actually this, you just got back from Detroit.
Yes.
Tell me about that, because I was so excited because Anu was performing and I wanted to go.
Anu,
guys, I'm telling you. I'm going to get a new to come. That's who we should have in come to a concert at the Pavilion.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Okay.
Yes.
So go ahead.
These guys performed in front of 7,000 people and blew them away.
Mm.
And so now they've become a national icon within our own organization. But we just left our national convention that we have every year in February.
Uh-huh. And it's the Nation of Islam.
Nation of Islam.
Yeah.
And Minister Farrakhan spoke to over 18,000 people that came out from the city of Detroit. You know, Detroit.
Just Detroit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, just, yeah, many of the people who came out on Sunday was primarily from Detroit.
Uh-huh.
And many of the members was at the workshop. So
right.
we had over 30,000 people in the city in its entirety. So it was a great event. It's our national event where we give a report card where we talk about the state of urban America and how we have to accept responsibility, you know, of putting things in place to where we can thrive and we can prosper on our own. So it was brilliant.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, it's funny when I first met you and some of the guys were hanging out, you know, because all the guys dress so nicely. And I came in one day and I had jeans on and like a t-shirt and I was like, hi. And I was like, hey, so how are you? I'm like, good. I'm like, I got to dress better.
Yeah.
I got to dress. I mean, it told, but you know what it did? It raised my awareness.
Wow.
Because what it did for me was, you know, look, you know, we live in Hollywood, mm-hmm. right? And you got kids at Starbucks that got the grungy beards and the hair and this. Well, that's their thing, right? And I'm a musician, so I'm a singer. So my hair's long or, you know, I have to play a character that's such and such. But at the end of the day, I'm still representing something. I'm representing not only me, the values that I stand for, but my family.
Yes.
So if I roll up and I'm in sweats and a ripped t-shirt, I mean, what is that saying about not only my individual, not that I have a ripped t-shirt, but
right.
you get it. And I went, whoa, you know what? That really hit me. And it's not just, wow, I'm wearing a nice suit. It's not for that. To me, it was like, it raised the level of going, well, I got to step it up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I got to step it up.
Yeah. Well, we have data that says honor like attracts.
There you go.
You know, and so if you look like you're dressed for business, you sort of in that business state of mind.
Right.
And in our community, in the urban community, when people see us during the day walking around in suit and ties instead of in jeans or baggies, and mm-hmm. it just makes them look at us totally different.
Yeah.
It creates the kind of discipline that people say, wow, I admire that look. It makes me to know who you all are. And it's just a beautiful thing to do.
It's absolutely right. And, and that segues into what we're going to talk about because, you know, I talked to the gang a little bit earlier, you know, about this booklet, The Way to Happen.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You guys can see this. So, and you know, you were talking about the urban, basically changing the urban environment. And,
mm-hmm.
and I had spoken about the fact that, you know, I don't really watch the news, right? I get the news, you know,
yeah.
I don't really have TV, quite frankly, you know? But I understand what's going on. I know what's happening on going on with Russia and the Ukraine and it's chaos.
Yeah.
And you were talking about what you want to do is handle things here as well. So can you tell me about what the program is that you're doing?
Sure.
With this?
Well, about a year and a half ago, Minister Farrakhan had asked every male member in particular to go into the streets of urban America, where a year and a half ago, just in Chicago alone, we lost over 600 youth between the age of 10 and 22 to murder. And in Los Angeles, we lost over 360. In Detroit, 280. In New York, over 200. In D.C., over 200. So we have an issue right here in America that is not being addressed.
Yeah.
And if this was happening to any ethnic group, it would be considered a state of emergency.
Yeah.
And so we thought we should take the responsibility and taking men into the streets to sit down with these street organizations that are called gangs to help them settle their differences. And as a result of doing this, we needed tools.
Mm-hmm.
What tools could we use to put in that kind of atmosphere to calm that atmosphere down? And we found two tools that was very, very good. One is the book written by Mr. L. Ron Hubbard called The Way to Happiness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the precepts in it that's non-religious, you know, it's the scientific and mathematical steps that one could take to help himself, his family, and then his environment. Number two, we took the pledge from the Million Man March that was held in 1995, where Minister Farrakhan asked for 1 million men to come, and over 2 million showed up. And we took a pledge. Crime dropped in every urban city for at least a month. So what we wanted to do was take those two instruments, and we staged in Los Angeles. We connected with many community groups. We got with bikers. We got with those that are in gang intervention. And we took this book, The Way to Happiness and the Million Man March Pledge, and we grabbed bikers and lowriders. And for 14 months in a row, dear brother, we rode in the areas of Los Angeles, Long Beach, Compton, Inglewood, Carson, California, and we would ride with 500, 600, 700 bikers, 200, 300 lowriders, about 50 Corvettes. And when people would see that kind of precision coming into an area where people normally don't come, they run away from.
Right.
And when we handed out The Way to Happiness and gave them the Million Man March Pledge, we saw crime drop in Los Angeles, in some places by 10%, but most other places between 20 and 30%, and held that.
Wow.
And it's like a movement now have started in Los Angeles, where they want us now to come to San Diego. They want us to come to the Bay Area. I just met with some of the national bikers who heard about what we was doing here. And next year, we plan to have 1 million bikers movement for peace in hitting 17 urban cities in America to do the same thing in New York, Chicago, Atlanta, New Orleans that we're doing here.
That's
so
incredible.
That's what has happened.
No, it's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about it a little bit. And just the fact, excuse me, because, you know, I ride motorcycles myself, right? And I would go back and forth between, you know, like a Harley type bike of Victory and a Ducati. I had a Ducati for many years.
Yes.
And the fact that you're getting, and make no mistake, people, this is a very difficult thing to do, not even considering the differences in the, you know, the quote unquote gangs, the different divisions of that who never want to be together and have been fighting each other all the time.
Yeah.
But in just as simple terms, low riders riding with bikers, and sport bike riding with Harley bikers, it doesn't happen, and they've made it happen. I mean, it's a cross culture sort of thing that is you know, these bike cultures and these car cultures,
yeah.
And then you've brought the gangs together, which is crazy. And we, you know, we sat down in Florida one time. We talked a little bit about things that I had gone through myself, and I see some things in New York that you know, they're just heinous.
Yeah.
It's just heinous, and it's education and it's knowledge. Because these kids are getting pressed down once they get just even a little hint of it. And I don't even think they want to do it, from my experience.
No.
They get caught and they go, okay, well, now I'm caught. And this is all I know. Or it's all I think that I know. And then they can't get out, or they think they can't get out. And they get stuck in this cycle. And then the next thing you know, they're in and out, and in and out of incarceration, or in and out of stealing or selling drugs or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's got to stop.
Well, they're in a state of apathy.
Yeah.
And they are in a state of hopelessness.
Yeah.
So many of them believe that no one cares. And the number one thing that we heard from young people who was in gangs, it's like Minister Tony, we didn't realize nobody cared.
Mm.
When we saw hundreds of bikers and lowriders and people of all color, because the bikers was white, the bikers are Latino, the bikers are black, the bikers are Asians. And even in the gang culture, they know that Harleys and sports bikes never ride together.
Never.
In fact, it took me nearly a month to get them to unite. I had never ridden a motorcycle in my life. And in order for me to unite them, I had to pledge to them that I would learn to ride a bike. You know, because I went to the Harleys and I said, look, man, I need help in resolving gang issues. I would like to have you all with the sports bikers ride with me for peace. And they said, hold up. We don't do that. We'll never do that. And I wasn't going to take no for an answer. I said, oh, my God. I said, I'll tell you what. If I learned to ride a bike, would you all roll with me? And, you know, and so I'm supposed to be this big leader. They said, wait a minute. You're going to learn to ride a Harley. I said, in fact, I'll learn in 1 week. They said, if you learn in 1 week, we'll ride with other bikers. And I learned in 3 days.
Are you serious?
All I did was, you know, use the tech, did a reach and withdraw, got on that bike. And I'm telling you, I mean, I wasn't like a professional,
yeah.
but I could ride good enough to ride up to their clubhouse and say, see,
you did it.
And when I did it, they joined.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing. We started off with 60 bikers and grew that to over 1,500 bikers.
Oh, my gosh.
The biggest ride we had was 7 miles long. Nearly 10,000 people came out to the park. And look, 14 rides. Let me tell you what happened. In Los Angeles, you can't have no events of concert or festivals in a park without a gang fight
mm-hmm.
or without gang shooting. We've had 14 events, not one incident, not even an argument.
That's amazing.
And this book, The Way to Happiness, I think we've put out at least 70,000 in the city of L.A., you know, and when these gang members get these booklets, normally when you hand them a flyer, they throw it on the ground.
Right.
When we have these rides, we never see these booklets thrown on the ground. And it's amazing to see them open it up and read it. And so as a result, they want us to continue to do it.
Yeah.
And so now we have Shaquille O'Neal and now Steve Harvey. All of them want to get involved. That's and they want cool. us to make this thing just huge.
And Shaq's got this like super chopper
thing.
Oh,
my God.
All right, I'm going to take a break. We're going to come right back with this because this is amazing. And we also have the larger book that I want to talk about that has photographs in it. Guys, stay tuned. This is really, see, people are changing the world. And this is what my focus is. One step, one thought, and look when it's carried through what the result is. All right, well, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Star Power Hour and Minister Tony Muhammad as soon as we come back. We'll be right back.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Drowning in credit card debt can be stressful. No solutions in sight? Can't find anyone to give you any real advice? Thank goodness there's a website designed for any consumer to get out of debt. Visit thedebtlady.com. Thedebtlady.com features books, articles, media, and expert consultants to help you on your way to financial freedom. Thedebtlady.com, your new best friend.
Everybody has a dream. For some, that dream is to become an actor, comedian, or dancer. Others dream of signing a recording contract, being on Broadway, or directing their own film. Now those dreams can come true because on 4Talent.com, we turn the spotlight on talent. On 4Talent.com, everyone can participate in online contests and festivals. Log on and get into exclusive interviews with industry experts, create personal scrapbooks and photo albums, plus communicate with other members who share your passions. So what are you waiting for? Whether you're an artist or a fan, sign up today. Membership is free. Join today, and you just might be one of the people who get to say,
I got my break on 4Talent.com, and you can too.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
You are tuned in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4Talent.com. Your host is James Barber. If you'd like more information about 4Talent.com and what we do, just log on to our website at 4Talent.com. Now, back to the show.
Hey, welcome back. This is James Barber on the Star Power Hour on VoiceAmerica.com's Empowerment Channel. I am here, and we're talking with Minister Tony Muhammad about the amazing peace rides that he's doing. And on the break, we were talking about, he was talking about going cross-country.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hold on, I want to talk about it. So, you know, you're meeting with some amazing people. And, you know, as we were looking through this, you know, you got Sheriff Lee Bach in here, who, you know, I've done an event with a few times, and some amazing celebrities, and you're talking about going cross country and tell the listeners and the viewers what that plan is, because you were explaining it to me.
Well, what we've done in Los Angeles by helping to bring the crime down. Now the peace rides have taken on like a national movement. Other right. bikers are saying, wow, we want this to come to our city. Congresswoman Janice Hahn told other congresspeople about what we were doing here in Los Angeles. So we have congresspersons from all across the country saying, look, what does it take to start a peace movement in America that could help the urban blighted areas? So we've taken up that call. So we plan next year to have a huge Upfest festival in the Coliseum, which will kick off our national peace march or peace ride, actually. So what we're doing is we're going to call it the Million Bikers Movement for Peace. So the goal is to touch a million bikers who would ride with us at some point or another from Los Angeles all the way to Chicago, because Chicago right now have the worst problem of gang violence. So the goal is we want to have a festival in the Coliseum, and our goal is to put 100,000 people in the Coliseum who have been touched by the peace rides. We're going to have a concert and festival where all of the artists, they will rap and sing about peace, you know, so that we could put peace in the atmosphere. The goal is to show the impact made by the Million Man March Pledge and the Way to Happiness booklet, a booklet that the country can pick up on, and we can train people in cities across the country.
Right.
And so our goal is we hope to have 500 authentic Cali bikers. We want to take 50 lowriders, because youth across the country seems to be enamored with the lowriders as well as California bikers.
Right.
So we want to take 500 bikers. The day that we launch the peace ride, we want to, in Arizona, our goal is to go from L.A. to Phoenix. We want to hit the streets with 10,000 bikers. When we get to the Arizona border, the goal is to be met by another 15 to 20,000 bikers. We'll stop in Phoenix, do an up fest. We'll talk about what the Way to Happiness and the Million Man March Pledge have done. The next day, we take off for Houston. And we want to do the same thing. In Texas, the goal is 50,000 bikers will meet us and ride across Texas with us from Houston to New Orleans. So in Louisiana, we want 20,000 bikers. Then from there to Memphis, and then from Memphis to Tampa and Clearwater, where the goal is to get all of the Florida bikers. We want 100,000 bikers in Florida to meet us in Tampa, who will ride with us from Tampa into Georgia, where our next stop would be Atlanta, and then from Atlanta to North Carolina, and then from there to D.C. and Baltimore, and from there to Philly, from Philly to New Jersey, and from Jersey to New York. And then from New York, we're going into Detroit. And from Detroit, the goal is 100,000 bikers will ride into Chicago, where we're trying to rent and lease out Soldier's Field. And at Soldier's Field, we want to invite mothers from around the country who've lost their children to gang violence and put them in the center of the field to let them know that we feel your pain, just like we feel the pains of those who lost their lives in 9/11.
Yeah.
But we also have to let the people in the urban blighted areas, those mothers who've lost their children, and we will be flashing the faces of young people who've lost their life to gang violence. But under their picture, there'll be a caption that will say, "Stop killing in my name." And by the time we get to Chicago, you know, Shaquille O'Neal, many celebrities will ride part of the way with us.
Right.
But I intend to take the whole ride across the country, and I will be changing bikes. I'll ride a Harley part of the way and a sports bike another part of the way, and then I'll jump in a lowrider. And we just going to have fun.
Well, I told you, I'm going.
Man, come on. We got to go.
I'm going, man.
And, you know, and the goal is to just put attention on that. And we have a website called upfest.org. where people who want to get involved or people who want to help can log on to that website and watch the rides, because we'll be putting all of the rides up. We ride once a month here in the Los Angeles area. The fourth Sunday of every month, we have in stage peace rides in an up fest, and it is growing exponentially. And I'm telling you, by the end of this year, we're riding from L.A. to the Bay. 10,000 bikers will ride from L.A. to Oakland, you know, asking the people to stop the killing, you know, come into unity and have a peace movement. And when we do it in America, the goal then will be to take this peace ride throughout the world. We're going into the Middle East, you know. Heck, they need us right now in the Ukraine.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's amazing to me because, you know, there are people that actually come that I've spoken to that are coming from all over the country to LA already to ride.
Yes.
And, I think it's amazing. So it's UpFest, UPFEST .org. Because that's what's important. So go to upfest.org, people. And I'll put a link on not only my website, but I'll put a link on the on the show website on voiceamerica.com, because this is the kind of stuff that speaks to me. And you can see one, you know, I talk about it all the time. You know, there's a great actress named Faith Prince, and she is a Broadway actress. And in 2001, I was doing a show called Jane Eyre. It was based on the Charlotte Bronte novel, musical on Broadway. And we were talking, we were doing an awards thing, and it was up and down. I mean, you know, the industry's up and down. And she said to me, you know what? The thing is, just keep walking. And I'll never forget it, because she said, no matter what you go through, if you keep walking, nighttime eventually turns to daytime. You're in the darkness of the woods. You're eventually, if you keep walking, you're going to come out of the woods.
Yeah.
And it's just one step at a time, but it's helping people make that step. And so often they get stuck and they can't make that, just that one step, that one thought. They always think, I can't, I can't, I can't.
Wow.
What I think you're doing is you say, I can, I can, I can, or you can. And here's the way we can help you do that.
Yeah.
You know,
and let me tell you, James, there's another piece of technology that has been so powerful, a technology developed by Mr. L. Ron Hubbard called the third party law.
Mm.
And when I sit down with these gang leaders, I'm one of the only leaders that can go to any neighborhood, and during the peace rides, there have been at least 14 different gang sets who was at war with each other, who are now no longer fighting, because we showed them the third party law. Wherever you see two people arguing or fighting, I don't care if it's husband and wife, there's a third person absent who started it. And the two don't realize it. And when I put that before them, that scientific fact before those that are in gangs, it's like they start thinking themselves, wow, such and such did tell me that homie said this about me, but I didn't check.
Right.
You know, or somebody told us that this gang don't like us, but we didn't check. Now all we know is we're shooting at each other.
Yeah.
And it has been amazing. It's been an amazing piece of technology that we're refining it now and making it a part of a seminar that we're going to do all over this country. And we're going to perfect it here in Los Angeles, but then we'll take it into Chicago, take it into New York, take it into Philadelphia. I don't care who's at war. I don't care who's fighting. This technology, man, makes people stop and take a look and observe what's happening to them, because they've been manipulated by some outside third person that they don't realize. And it's been phenomenal.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's an amazing thing, because so often you sit there and you know, you could just get into an argument with your buddy and you're like, what the heck was that about? And you're like, and here's the funny thing, because I've done it. It's like, I don't even know where we're arguing.
Yeah.
You know? And that's an amazing thing. So you find and you identify, and maybe you don't have to identify, you just go to the person you're arguing and saying, what are we arguing about?
Right.
And just resolve that issue. That's an amazing thing, because I see it. You know, I saw it when, you know, everything I was dealing with in New York, you know, I saw these kids, they would be angry at each other or in a situation and they didn't even understand or didn't even know. They just thought, okay, well, I'm supposed to be this way because I was told I'm supposed to be angry or be fighting. That's an amazing, amazing thing.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about this. We have some pictures in here, which you guys who are listening on the radio are not going to see. Can they get with, if, oh, the UnitedInPeace.org, is that still valid, this website?
Yeah. Well, what for people who want to get pictures and view the ride, it's upfest.org. You know, and anybody that wants to contribute or help in any kind of way, you know, suffice it by sending them to that website.
Got it.
Because they get all of the visuals on
there. Great, great. Because these pictures are amazing. I mean, just on the front cover of this, you see lowriders and bikers together. I'm going to put this up there. I don't know if you guys can see it. Might be able to zoom in on that. I can even go to the camera on the right, too. But it's pretty amazing, some of these images. There you are. Look at you. I want to get one of those.
And here's one of 10,000 people holding up the way to happen.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that. Can you see that? Oh, you got it? I want to get one of those vests. Can I get one of those vests?
Absolutely. Well, we have right now, we have over 207 bike and car clubs that are involved.
Really?
We have another.
Sheriff Baca. Sheriff Lee Baca.
Yeah.
Sheriff of L.A. involved. Look at that. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No. We have another 100 biking clubs that have been calling in wanting to know when we're going to start. So this month, we'll start back in 2014, the last Sunday of March. We're going to stage our first ride of this year. And the goal is by the end of this year, every time we ride, the goal is to have over 10,000 bikers. And that's not talking about the 1,500 lowriders.
Right.
We have a Carvette club that comes every time with 50 various types of Carvettes.
Wow.
The vintage cars have called us. Hey, can we get involved? I mean, it has grown, and we're not going to stop. We're not going to stop until gang violence is eradicated. And it just it needs a movement. Yeah. And that's all we want to do. We want to kill apathy that's in our community. We want to have people to say, no more. We got to tell gang members, we don't hate you. We just don't want the violence.
Right.
We need you. And this to give them other directions. And so there are gang intervention programs that we send them to. Many of the bikers and those that are in gangs are using the technology of Mr. L. Ron Hubbard. Many of them now reading and getting reacquainted with the Million Man March Pledge. Mm-hmm. At every ride, when we show the precepts up on the screen, the jumbo
of the way to happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. It blows the community away.
You know, I want to talk about this. We got to take our last break, and we're going to come back with our final segment. This
sure.
is, I mean, I could talk to you for hours, man. All right, hang on, guys. Stay tuned. We're going to come right back. I'm not even going to do my outro. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Everybody has a dream. For some, that dream is to become an actor, comedian, or dancer. Others dream of signing a recording contract, being on Broadway, or directing their own film. Now those dreams can come true, because on 4Talent.com, we turn the spotlight on talent. On 4Talent.com, everyone can participate in online contests and festivals. Log on and get into exclusive interviews with industry experts, create personal scrapbooks and photo albums, plus communicate with other members who share your passions. So what are you waiting for? Whether you're an artist or a fan, sign up today. Membership is free. Join today, and you just might be one of the people who get to say,
I got my break on 4Talent.com, and you can too.
Drowning in credit card debt can be stressful. No solutions in sight? Can't find anyone to give you any real advice? Thank goodness there's a website designed for any consumer to get out of debt. Visit thedebtlady.com. Thedebtlady.com features books, articles, media, and expert consultants to help you on your way to financial freedom. Thedebtlady.com, your new best friend.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are tuned in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4Talent.com. Your host is James Barber. If you'd like more information about 4Talent.com and what we do, just log on to our website at 4Talent.com. Now, back to the show.
All right, guys, welcome back to our final segment here on the Star Power Hour for Thursday. Come on, you're going to come back, though, man.
Yes.
You better come
absolutely.
Back. Absolutely. I'm with the amazing Minister Tony Muhammad. And, you know, on the break we were talking about, it's like I don't even want to go to break because he just has such amazing ideas. And you were talking about the multicultural, I'm going to call it an offensive,
mm-hmm.
like attacking
that's right.
the negativity. And, you know, I'm sitting here. I was raised Methodist. I'm a white boy from New Jersey, you know, sitting with you.
I just realized you was white.
I was white. Yeah. Can you tell?
Go ahead.
Hello, I'm a white boy from New Jersey. But it's so funny. But because, you know, I never thought of myself as anything but a human being.
Right.
Ever. You know, and. You know, because I was raised in a very diverse neighborhood. You know, my mm-hmm. best friend growing up was African-American, a great guy named Russell Farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, I had, you know, Asian. My wife is, you know, my mother-in-law is from Hong Kong. I mean, so to me, it's not about race, religion,
right.
color. It's not about that. We're human.
That's
we're
right.
human beings and we're spiritual beings. And what I loved about what you were talking about was the fact that everybody's involved in this.
Sure.
Everybody's involved.
Muslims, Christians, agnostics, Pan-Africanists, Methodists, Buddhists, you name it.
Yeah.
You know, this is a universal problem. And what we're doing is connecting the universality of all of us. and showing the best of us. Because people ask me, you know, Minister Tony, are you going to stop violence? I said, no, I'm not here to stop nothing. I'm here to start something. You know, I said, too many people say what they're going to stop. We're not going to put that out in the atmosphere. What we're going to do is start something. And if we start peace and it spread, guess what happens? Okay, then I don't have to say it.
Right.
Let's just start something. But you, when you go to gang members or you go to the lower tone areas, that's what people don't want. You know, you can't challenge them saying we taking over the streets or we stopping right. something. No, we're starting something. And so that's the universality of it is what's so beautiful, because now black bikers are meeting with Latino bikers, are meeting with white bikers, and the community is watching all of us come together.
Yeah.
Then they come, you know, and to see people who normally don't come into the urban area of Los Angeles, when they see that people, wow, these people are real.
Yeah.
And it's been absolutely beautiful. I've had white bikers that say, wow, man, I had this very, very negative stereotype, not just of the black community, but the Muslims.
Right.
I didn't know you all had fun like this. I thought, you know, I thought y'all had a beef on your back about white people. I'm like, come on. You know, those kind of things are out of the question. But this movement has actually lifted the tone of South Central Los Angeles, where now the people are begging for it every month. So we're just going to keep riding and keep promoting peace and keep inviting people to come in to see what we're doing.
No, that's great. And you can find it at upfest.org, folks. And I urge you to go. And if you're in the LA area and you got a bike or you got a low rider or you want to rent a bike, rent it.
Yeah.
And come
get on the back of one of the bikes. Come on.
Yeah, absolutely. Get on the back of my bike. No, my wife wouldn't let you do that. Well, yeah. No, I don't know. Depends upon who you are.
Yeah. You know, and we ride, but at the end of the ride, we always have a festival where we put on concerts. We put the best of our artists out front. We make sure that the artists are not rapping or singing about anything that has negative stereotypes. And you should see how the community respond. In fact, at Magic Johnson's Park, when we had over nearly 10,000, we had 8 different gang groups came behind the stage and said, look, we need help settling in our differences, and you've convinced us that we need to stop the killing. We don't know how. And we brought them on the stage and pointed it out to the people, and the people just cheered. And it could be felt from Los Angeles all the way to Chicago. Man. So we're going to do it, man. And I love it.
You know, what's interesting is like doing that and validating those gang members together. It raises their self-esteem.
Right.
Because I imagine, you know, I've been around it, you know, certainly in New York, and I've seen the effect of it and all the different, you know, I'm a this and I'm a that and rat hunter and blah, blah, blah. And you sit there and you're like, well, you know, why are you're the same?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's that you are something. You are other than this label of this gang or this group or this. You're an individual. And as individuals work together, you can rise up to do something greater.
Now, that's real. Self-esteem. See, well, you know, Mr. Hubbard say that man is basically good. In the Nation of Islam, we said that every creature was created in the image and likeness of God. So if God is at your nature, then that's your basic principle. So we build on that.
Yeah.
So I don't call gang members negative. What we do is settle on the best part of them. And when you do that, they respond.
Yeah.
You know, not telling them what you're not and you gang members. No. When we just came in the community and said to them, we care. When they saw the mothers and they saw all of the pictures of, I mean, in L.A., man, in 15 years, 25,000 youth are murdered.
Oh, my God.
It's alarming. Between 10 and 30 dead. And when those pictures were flashing across the screen and the gangs didn't realize, look at what we're doing. Look at the reality. Look at the mass of what we're doing. The tears coming down their eyes and we just flashing these images. They didn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
But we did not condemn them. We said, you are our leaders. You just need to be supported. And that's all it takes, man. It don't take a lot. And what we also realized, dear brother, between all of the various groups, because even now, those of us that are in the religious order, we're working better together.
Yeah.
because I say we have to stop the religious gang banging. There's two things that suppressive personalities put out in the atmosphere that they want all of us to fall victim to. That's ignorance and fear. You know, you never did nothing to me, but all of a sudden I have a stereotype about you. But when I confront it, I get with you on my own. I see what you're like by myself. Then that's my reality. And that's what all of us are doing, man. We're tearing down these walls that
cry.
Social stereotypes have built.
Yeah.
So Ronald Reagan said to East and West Germany, tear down these walls. Well, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Let's tear down these mental walls that divide me as a black man from you as a white man, because we're going for what is being said in the media. That has to end.
This is
a world problem, and all of us are connected, you know, and we got to work that way. I am because you are, and you are because I am.
I agree with
you. And that's what we have to do, man.
I agree with you, man. Yeah. I am so grateful that you came to this show this week. I mean, and I want you to come back. And what we can do is, you know, maybe do some interviews while we're out on one of the rides, and certainly, you know, get some snippets of these guys, you know, just seeing it for real.
Absolutely.
right in the space. I cannot thank you enough. Guys, upfest.org, go to it, run to it, support it, come out. I'm going to be on a bike, you know. Plus,
will you sing?
I'll sing, man. What are you kidding me?
Good.
Of course I'll sing.
Good.
You know, it's like I stopped singing for money. I'm singing to help people now.
Good.
Mr. Muhammad, thank you so much,
man. It's my pleasure.
I appreciate it, James.
Yes, sir, my brother.
All right, guys. So, hey, this is James Barber. Was that not an amazing hour? I mean, star power hour. I got star power sitting right next to me, man. And the stuff that he's doing, and not just him. I mean, certainly, you know, it takes one person to start something, but there are so many people that are working on this, and it's rolling, and I'm really excited about it. So go to upfest.org, go to jamesbarber.com. If you want any information or you want to reach out and you want questions that you want to ask, put them in jamesbarber.com, and you can put them in the comments, sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send all this stuff out in the newsletter that's going out this month, so you have it directly to you. I can't thank you guys enough for listening. Here are my people that are going to watch it on the TV. I'm looking at you right now. I'm talking like my daddy right now. and we'll talk to you next week. I'm gonna announce my special guest as soon as I wrap this show. So stay tuned for next week. Log on, tune in. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
Peace.
Thanks again for tuning in this week. James Barber will be back next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time for another edition of Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com, the arts and entertainment social network on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Now go check out our site, and we'll see you next time. Everybody has a dream. For some, that dream is to become an actor, comedian, or dancer. Others dream of signing a recording contract, being on Broadway, or directing their own film. Now those dreams can come true, because on 4talent.com, we turn the spotlight on talent. On 4talent.com, everyone can participate in online contests and festivals. Log on and get into exclusive interviews with industry experts, create personal scrapbooks and photo albums, plus communicate with other members who share your passions. So what are you waiting for? Whether you're an artist or a fan, sign up today. Membership is free. Join today, and you just might be one of the people who get to say,
I got my break on 4talent.com, and you can too.
Drowning in credit card debt can be stressful. No solutions in sight? Can't find anyone to give you any real advice? Thank goodness there's a website designed for any consumer to get out of debt. Visit thedebtlady.com. Thedebtlady.com features books, articles, media, and expert consultants to help you on your way to financial freedom. Thedebtlady.com, your new best friend.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.